The John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Well, here is John Kerry, who has basically just been dissed big time by every corner of Israeli society. The entire government, which is almost impossible to tick off the entire government, because as I was explaining the other day, Israel is kind of like Italy. In order to form a majority, you've got to have several different parties to get to majority status. It's so, you know, broken up in terms of political party clout. And so they have coalition governments. The Likud party, the conservative party, is the leading party, but they have a coalition government with other parties. So it's very difficult to get unanimity. But they all unanimously rejected the John Kerry ceasefire that leaned heavily in the direction of the terrorist group Hamas that was attacking Israel. And Israel's is attacking back to try and dismantle their war-making capability. Anyway, here is John Kerry defending himself.
We will continue to work with our very close friend and ally, and I'm not going to worry about personal attacks. I think that President Obama has it right, and the international community has it right. When we say that it is more appropriate to try to resolve the underlying issues at a negotiating table than to continue a tit-for-tat of violence that will invite more violence and perhaps a greater downward spiral, which would be much more difficult to recover from.
They don't have it right. What did he just say? It is better to resolve the underlying issues at the negotiating table. That's a quote. It is better to resolve the underlying issues at the negotiating table. Okay, so on one side of the table, you have Israel, which walked away from Gaza, a strip of land about 8 miles wide, 40 miles long, southwest corner of what used to be Israel, or of a portion of Israeli-held territory. Israel walked out, told their own people, get out. This is going to be a Palestinian homeland. They've got a population of about 1.8 million, about the population of King County. And so on one side, you have Israel. What are its terms? Please leave us alone. That's the Israeli position. Leave us alone. Three words. Leave us alone. On the other side of the table, you have Hamas, which runs Gaza. Well, it's run it into the ground, but that's never mind the domestic side. Their agenda is, we want to destroy you. And I'm not exaggerating or distorting to make a point. Their constitution, their charter, calls for the obliteration. That's a quote. The obliteration of Israel. So, on one side of the table, you have Mr. Israel, who wants to be left alone. On the other side of the table, you have Mr. Hamas, who wants to kill Mr. Israel. And in comes John Kerry, a second-rate thinker with an overblown ego, who says, well, I think we should resolve these underlying issues at the negotiating table. Okay? What do we negotiate? Israel wants to be left alone. Hamas says, no, I'm not leaving you alone. I want to kill you. So, how do we resolve this? This isn't like the Palestinian Authority, where they're negotiating over territory of the West Bank, which, by the way, I don't think Israel should relinquish, because Think of them firing missiles from a few miles away, rather than from 40 miles away. But that's another story. It's not a fight over territory. It's a fight over existence. I mean, the territories, we want it all. We want you out. We want the Jews out of the Holy Land. We want Jews and Christians out. Now think about that. This is Jerusalem. How many times is Jerusalem mentioned in the Bible? It's over 2,000. How many times is Jerusalem mentioned in the Quran? Zero. Well, is there, oil to be had? No, Jewish homeland's in the one spot of the Middle East that appears to have no oil. So it's not a fight over minerals and oil, fossil fuels. There's nowhere near the religious attachment to Israel for Muslims that there is among Jews and Christians. So why would Israel go away? And by the way, what makes them think they would stop hating and hunting Jews if they did? So, again, you've got these two guys sitting across the table, Mr. Hamas and Mr. Israel. Mr. Hamas wants to kill Mr. Israel. Mr. Israel wants to be left alone. And you have John Kerry, who's just a buffoon, just an utter buffoon, who's saying, well, we need to resolve these differences here at the negotiating table. There's nothing to negotiate. It's like trying to negotiate between a mugger and a victim. There's nothing to negotiate. You stop the mugger. Maybe someday you'll think about that.